Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. In my case, I'm 100% right, so it should be a no-brainer. Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17.5 sacks 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
Bengals rookie defensive lineman Shamar Stewart, he has been very much a talking point this week and really much of this offseason, still has not signed his contract. And that's not out of the ordinary. Some of these guys don't sign their contracts till later. The problem is he is not participating, and he has been vocalizing it as well, as you heard there in that clip that was from earlier this week. Well, Stewart did not show up today. He left mandatory minicamp early, and head coach Zach Taylor did speak on it. Quote, every year you kind of learn something new in this position, and this is just one of those things that the players have managed really well. He's talking about his team managing kind of the distractions and stuff like that. And it's just, I don't envy Taylor. I don't think he's a particularly good head coach. You see the issues starting the year. They're constantly on the back foot. They end really well, which is commendable. I don't disagree with that.
Right.
But I think this is also the problem like Marvin Lewis was dealing with for years as well, too, where it was just you didn't have an organization at the top end in the front office that seemingly was all in. A lot of this stuff, it sounds like, with Stewart is more of just they want to have insurances to take away guaranteed money. So they're playing with the languages of the contract. And Stewart is not playing ball. Which, and I've seen, Ben Solak, I think, was tweeting about this too. The moment he said no, probably should have ended the discussion. You're like, okay, fine, whatever. It's a rookie deal.
Yeah.
We are not gaining or losing that much money on this. That's the whole point of the rookie deals.
Yeah, it just...
And they're not getting the benefit of the doubt. Because in the same offseason... At nearly the same position, they're dealing with Hendrickson.
No, actually the same position.
So it's just...
Legitimately.
Yeah.
On the other end of the same position, they're dealing with a contract dispute that has gotten ugly and public.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fact that these things are getting ugly to a point where players, multiple players in Cincinnati are taking it public. I don't care if you think that the nuances are correct at this point. It's not working. You're getting shredded now in the court of public opinion. And again, like you just said, they're not going to get any credit at this point, or they're doing themselves no favors, because there is constantly some sort of bickering coming from Bengals players about the front office every year. Jamar Chase, there were questions if he was going to hold out last year.
T. Higgins.
Do we remember that? T. Higgins, that whole saga too. There are always questions about something in Cincinnati. Oh, and Trey Hendrickson, this has been going on for like 3 years.
And his frustration, too, has been the lack of communication. But it's been the lack of communication where, I mean, he was going on Pat McAfee going like, we haven't talked. And my camp is small. Like when he's talking about like my camp, he's like, it's my agent, me, and my wife. And this is where I know Joe Goodberry's talked about it, and I think he was talking about today too that Stewart's probably also getting some pretty bad advice from his agent. I don't disagree with that either. I think this is probably bad on both sides. Derek, we've talked about it. Stewart is a player that desperately needs to be on the field gaining these reps. He is a raw prospect. He is somebody that did not have a high amount of production at A&M, but has all the athletic tools that could see him develop into a great player. And instead, the agent's like, yeah, don't go out there and play. Or maybe he's not. Maybe this is Stewart deciding that. But either way, this has gotten really ugly really fast. And while I blame the Bengals a majority of it, there is also the feeling of Stewart could just be like, you know what? All right, whatever. I'm just going to go out there and play. And it's just, it seems like all the goodwill between the two parties is just non-existent. And he literally just got there. He was drafted at the end of April. We are in the beginning towards mid part of June.
Yeah, we're.
How did you already get here?
Yeah, how'd you already have it sour so fast within 2 months? That's the problem that you're looking at there with Cincinnati. And again, it is the fact that we keep hearing something about the Bengals front office and how, I guess, aggressive with their counters they are. Like, it is a hardball front office to a point where it frustrates players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Something about it, it's not healthy. And it's consistently like that because there's always something coming out of Bengals camps every year.
They are the gift that keeps on giving. I say that both as a joke, but also like completely serious, especially when us covering the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
The one big story they had was killed the first day of mandatory minicamp when Cook not only showed up, but was a full participant. And while that may become a thing later on down the road, and he may even hold in for training camp, who's really going to care?
It was also a non-story. All James Cook was saying was more money would be nice. That's it. That's all his statement has been. He has not disparaged the organization a single shred throughout this entirety of his, quite frankly, desire to be paid more. Zach made a face about something with Royal McIlroy, and I did not look up quickly enough to see what happened.
Oh, I didn't see the putt. He had a nightmare of a hole here. Me and Owen Parker are talking about it on Twitter. He just sunk like a 35-foot bogey putt to basically not have a disaster hole. Wow, good for him.
That's huge. Yeah,
it's like his second 30-plus foot putt. Because I think he had one on like the first hole or the second hole.
Hey, you know,
for a birdie.
Apparently, at this course, anything you can do to survive is nice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible. But yeah, the Bengals stuff. I mean, that's going to be a storyline that is going to keep us going for the next 5 weeks.
And that's
because it's not ending now.
Oh, no, not with the bad blood that's very clearly coming from Stewart.
And he left early. Now, we're at a point of, like, most of these reports of, like, oh, this player signed their rookie deal are nothing. It is literally just to inform you that happened. His is actually going to be a huge, momentous occasion.
You know, it's kind of funny because, like, with all the noise that's coming out of Cincinnati on these two players, it's almost like you suddenly forget that Johnny Smith held out from minicamp, T.J. Watt held out from minicamp, Terry McLaurin held out from minicamp.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's going to be a lot of those storylines.
Oh,
man.
Right. Those are other players that also did that. Nobody cares because Cincinnati, it is loud.
Mm-hmm. And also, and this is my thing with the Hendrickson thing and Shamar Stewart, the Bengals do not get the benefit of the doubt. This is not their first time doing it. This is how they do business constantly.
And it's not even their first time doing this offseason.
And so there is no Jeez. Benefit of the doubt. Do want to get to the Stanley Cup final here, though, as well, because, Derek, you were checking out Edmonton's kind of quote-unquote lines for morning skate today. Could be interesting tonight.
Jeff Skinner in, for those that are interested. Victor Arvidsson out. So Arvidsson goes out of the lineup for Skinner. Defensively, that's going to be a huge hit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
John Klingberg out of the lineup, swapped out. Stuart Skinner staying in net. the 6-0 playoff record of Calvin Pickard is not going back in. And I thought about that. Like, Skinner did effectively help you get you where you needed to go. If for the fact that if he struggles again, you're probably finishing the rest of the Stanley Cup final with Pickard. That said, Skinner's incredible play did get you where you had to go.
Yeah.
Pickard closed the LA series, started hot with Vegas, gets hurt. But Skinner, just as hot to finish out Vegas and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be better. But what happened in game three, how many games do you actually win with one goal?
Well, and that was always our argument with the Ottinger stuff.
Yeah.
With Peter DeBoer is like, you're really going to go after how him many when you're not scoring.
How many games do you win scoring one goal? Everything in game three was bad.
Exactly.
To a point
exactly.
where multiple lineup changes have been made.
Yeah. You're right. Like, so the Oilers, you can argue, are kind of doing it correctly, where it's like, no, we're just gonna mix it all up. Go into game four. Let's see what happens.
I do find it fascinating. RNH with McDavid, not with Draisaitl.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fascinating. I like that. Perry on the fourth line because he was skating with McDavid for a little bit, but they're like, oh yeah, he is 40.
That is a thing.
That is a thing going on.
His body will break down faster,
but. Still making sure he'll get his top power play time, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a tricky balance there. And if Edmonton doesn't win this game, it could very quickly become the backdoor sweep.
Oh, that would be frustrating. I think neither of us are saying it's a must win. I'm at the point I'm taking it just a little bit further back. It's a need to win.
Yes.
Because as we've pointed out, like the idea of falling down 3-1 to this team that you did this kind of exact same thing last year, or at least it was 3-1, and you saw how it ended. They simply ran out of Edmonton. They simply ran out of gas at the end of the game in Game 7. And so we'll see if they can rebound from what was a bad Game 3. The NBA, though, gave me a lot of hope that, man, just sometimes it isn't your night and they'll be back tonight. But even then, Game 2, relying on a lot of power plays and some bad play from Florida. You know, I haven't been super convinced by Edmonton yet. Florida, thanks to Game 3, I have been much more convinced by them. Game time tonight at 8 o'clock. Our coverage here, though, on WGR will get going at 7:30, and that coverage is presented by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. The Bills are also on the practice field currently. We won't get any updates until afterwards, but for all those updates, keep your phone handy at Sal Sports. Sal Capaccio on Twitter. He'll have you covered on who is participating, and that does include Max Harrison, who we're waiting to see any kind of injury updates on him after he picked up what appeared to be a leg injury late yesterday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, we're here until 12 o'clock. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.